Across the state, various nonprofits were gearing up to mark Volunteer Week. Joining us this morning live from Kauai is Donovan Kananibibi, who's with the AmeriCorps Vista program. Good morning, Donovan.
Good morning.
Quite a week you're having over there. I'm sure it's very different from what you expected.
Yeah. You know, Volunteer Week efforts have been going on, and with the storm that's come up, some of the attention that we've been giving to the other causes that we're lending aid to have been diverted to the effort to getting supplies out to the folks in Waianae and Haena.
Understandably, are any of your volunteers like trapped, though? Are they in areas that are isolated and have been cut off by this storm?
We do have some volunteers who are down on the other side of the road damage in Waianae who are helping to organize some of the drops that are happening over there. So we're well dispersed and pretty well covered on the island as far as volunteers go.
And what was the plan initially? I mean, what have you had to divert from?
Well, initially we were looking to support our farm-to-table programs and the various farm projects that Malama Kauai has initiated along around the island. But under the circumstances, we felt that it was more important to divert the energy to those programs to aiding our community. After all, that is what Malama Kauai is all about as a nonprofit startup.
We were talking with Mayor Carballo, and I know he'd mentioned that there are a number of like taro fields that are underwater, and I'm sure there are farms that are in desperate need of help just because the floodwaters have just ravaged their farmlands.
Yeah, we've seen significant damage in the east side along the Kealia River. Most of the farms there have been pretty much put out of commission. Waipa is submerged underwater, so all of their operations are ceased for indefinitely. So we want to definitely support those folks. Right now, there's a lot of nonprofits and a lot of organizations pulling together to supply goods for the immediate needs. So with the amount of tonnage that's been delivered in the last 3 days, we're seeing that the immediate needs of the community are being met. Malama Kauai recognizes that there's a potential for a sustained effort to be maintained. And so we're putting our effort and directing our volunteers and folks who want to donate to kind of focus on that. Right now, we have a lot of donations. The Coast Guard and the Red Cross are organizing airdrops, getting that stuff all down to the other side of the road damage in Waianae and Haena. Malama Kauai has decided to turn its attention to collecting lists of the families and different individuals' needs. And so we're putting together boxes, naming those boxes, and organizing to get those things to those families, those specific needs addressed, because when the main drops are happening, those goods are being dispersed evenly throughout the community, so it's being shared. But we want to really put our effort towards helping the community with immediate needs and specific things that they might need.
We were talking with Coralie Mariochi from the Red Cross, and she was sharing that some of the folks, the volunteers that were at the shelters, needed relief because they were manning those shelters for, you know, a couple of days straight because they didn't have any additional support, and they were cut off.
Yeah, well, we've been stationed at Malama Kauai or at the Church of Pacific on the North Shore in Princeville. There's been two of us primarily there for the last 24 hours. The other person who's with me up there has been there for 3 days straight, and we've seen a pretty steady stream of volunteers coming in and out. So, yes, the folks who have committed to staying are there primarily as the main people, and we're just fielding volunteers and sending them and assigning them to different tasks around the islands and helping with setting up and drop-off points around the island and getting those goods at those drop-off points to the main delivery centers here on the North Shore.
So you've got lots of helping hands, very busy hands, and by the end of the week they'll be very tired hands.
It's actually quite astonishing to see the amount of love being poured out on our community, the effort from everyone out there really humbling and really impressive to see so much effort going into this thing in such a short time.
Like
I said earlier, the sheer tonnage of goods and supplies that we're seeing really is going to make a huge benefit and aid in these people's struggle over the next few days and weeks. So we really want to focus on and bring attention to the fact that the road damage is so significant. This could take quite a while for our county to get the road repaired so the folks out there can come in and out. So at this moment, we're looking for anybody who might be interested in supplying us with boats where we can deliver stuff directly. Right now, the ocean conditions have come up, and so boat travel is kind of sketchy at the moment. But as soon as the weather conditions clear up, we'll be making boat drops and getting these things to the specific families who have sent us their lists of immediate needs.
Right, and we do want to make sure that all those helping hands and the volunteers are safe as they reach out to provide help to anyone in need.
Absolutely.
Are you aware, with regards
to the boats and whatnot, we are definitely screening folks and looking for well-qualified, experienced watermen to aid in that effort.
And are you aware, are any of your volunteers, are their homes damaged by the floodwaters? Any situation like that in your group?
Absolutely. A significant amount of folks out here have pretty severe flood damage in their house. We're collecting cleaning supplies for them to help them clean that up. And many of our volunteers are here just because they have no place else to go at the moment. And so we're helping them with getting through this time and giving them something to do so that they feel helpful. And then later on, as things settle down a bit and we get these initial drops out, we're going to begin to turn our focus towards helping those people with getting the rebuilding effort started.
Okay, all right. Donovan, thank you, and stay safe.
Thank you very much. Mahalo for your time.
That was Donovan Kabibi, project manager with AmeriCorps on Kauai.